Welcome to The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and yesterday we began praying for our teens to have a biblical stance on homosexuality. We're going to continue that today. If you are a parent dealing with a teen struggling with homosexuality, I want to remind you that your love for your child is not dependent on lifestyle or obedience. Your love, like the Father's, is unconditional. Your hope is in Him. You must keep your eyes glued on Him. You simply take the next step with Him. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not give in to hopelessness. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8 says, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it's not rude, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." I was recently on a panel with a pastor who was asked the question, "What would you do if you had a 14-year-old son who said he was gay?" The pastor's response was, "Love makes the world go round. All we need is love." His response was frustrating to me because he was incorrect in that he was simply trying to provide a politically correct, inoffensive response. However, something beautiful has occurred to me. The Word tells us that you have been equipped for every good work prepared in advance for you to do. You have what you need to pass the test. It may feel as if you have taken a knife to a gunfight, so to speak, but if you are a parent and your child is dealing with this issue, you have a weapon for the battle, and it is love. Not the sappy, silly, superficial sort of love, but the kind of powerful, overcoming, life-changing love described in His Word. This kind of love is never rude or self-seeking and does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. This love always has hope, always perseveres. It never fails. You keep loving that child by His definition with all your might. He is strong in your weakness, and He has all the answers to this test. Actually, they are written on His hands. Lord, You are always the answer. As I imagine a child writing the answers to a difficult exam on his palm, I see a tiny, fragile hand with human answers only partly there, because our nerves have caused us to sweat away the most crucial parts. But then I imagine You holding open Your mighty, strong hand, and the answers there will never fade. Love. I love You more than my words can convey. Amen. This is The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. You can reach us at 354-2288 or thehopechoice.com.